Hello, welcome to the Noise of Carpet. It's Mike here. Today, Leticia Chadier is in town in Vancouver playing at the Fox Cabaret. If you're here, there's tickets available still. Go to the Fox tonight to hear her. So today, to celebrate that, and as we know, the name of the show is based after a Stereolab song. We're going to go for the next hour through some Stereolab history and some of their influences and some other stuff. I think it's okay. It's not just 12 of their songs. There's other things going on as well. So I'm glad you're here. This is CGSF.ca and CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory. Behind me now is a band called New from Germany from 1972. So keep that in mind. So Stereolab were around from 1990 to 2009 or so. Were considered by music journalists to be an avant-pop band formed by Tim from the UK and Leticia from Paris. They are stamped as retrofuturist, avant-pop, post-rock, etc. So lots of, we'll just call them post-wave from now on, which for me indicates group musicians that push boundaries, mining not obvious sounds with not usual instruments to create cohesive songs. One of the big parts of their music was the Modric beat, which you can hear in the background. So New and Can and Kraftwerk all sort of followed in a lot of their music this relentless, repetitive beat, which you can hear in the background. It conjures up driving on a highway indefinitely. So sort of a monotonous, continual beat, which could have been proponents of that primitivism, which is present here, as Mo Tucker from the Velvet Undergrounds and her Steady Chug. Have a listen to a bit of Haligallo here, and then we'll roll into the house band, which we'll call them from now on. So Stereolab is now the house band, from Jenny Ondioline from 1993's Transient record. We're also going to do a test today. So this is the CGSF lab, the CGSF lab. We're going to play bits of Jenny Ondioline, the next song after this, from four different media. One will be vinyl, one will be CD, one will be YouTube, and one will be a streaming service. So send me a message on Instagram after, based on which one you preferred, the quality of the transmission. I don't know if the transmission or where it's coming out of the internet is going to just compress and just everything's going to sound the same, but let's give it a try. Why not? Just send me a message which one was best to the worst sounding for you. So that would be good. So let's get to it now. Thank you for listening. It's my pleasure that you're joining me and to have this little exploration of one of my favorite bands today to celebrate Leticia's show tonight at the Fox Cabaret. So let's roll into Jenny Ondioline and let's see what we can see about the beat here. So this is New Haligallo from 1972 and Jenny Ondioline from 1992. And let's see, let's go on here. There we go. Are we up? There we go. There we go. So welcome to Noise of Carpet Radio. And so we got New fading out here. And Stereolab fading in with the Modric beat from 1993, Jenny Ondioline. On Noise of Carpet Radio, CGSF 90.1 FM. 93. My headphones, it's not sounding great to me, but anyway, I hope that's coming out okay on your side. That's Jenny Ondioli from Transient Random Noise Bursts and Adjustments from, as I said, 1993. And I'm just going to fade that out here because I'm getting some noise. So that's to start off the show today. So that's 1993 from an album, as I mentioned, and Noi before New before that. So coming up next, so Letitia and Tim are the main folks in the band. Mary Hansen joined a little bit later and stuck around for a good 10 years. And we'll talk about Mary later. But they met, Tim was in a indie pop, politically infused indie pop band called McCarthy in the late 80s, and was one of the one of four, as he says, and contributed guitar to the band. And Letitia saw McCarthy in Paris in 89 or so, and eventually moved over to London and joined Tim and Martin in the band called McCarthy for, as she says, the last 5 minutes. So she was singing backup vocals, joined the band, and it was very musical, very interested in music when she was a kid, apparently. Some of her influences are sort of lounge pop from the 60s, the Smiths, with the lyrics, really like the Smiths in regards to the lyrics. She really got into lyrics that way, and she's the main, she is the lyric writer of the band, and moves into, based on her upbringing. And also some tutelage from the McCarthy, the time in McCarthy. She's known for her left-leaning vocals, lyrics, and in regards to, so you can have a good read of that. There's not much Love Me Do in Sierra Labs songs. So a lot of the vocals are interesting sound vignettes, I would say, from the left side, anti-capitalist, maybe Marxist, although they say they're not Marxist. So have a read of that. And they're young, they're having a go at it. And what Letitia would usually say is that Tim would come in with a wheelbarrow full of songs, and she would add the vocals to them. So let's have a listen. So this is, let's go back to 1989 here. One of the last songs from a band called McCarthy, with Letitia singing backup. So this is from, as I said, 1999. I'm a Wallet, Banking Violence. I believe the album's called, and well, that's compilation. So anyway, so the song is I Worked Myself Up From Nothing. This is Letitia and Tim in McCarthy from 1989.
There are holes in your shoes. Things needn't be so bad. Even the lowest of the low can be a millionaire. With the right attitude and a little hard work. Just up the road, the sun will shine. Let these happy thoughts see you through. Mothers, with your arms to your elbows in the suds, try some positive thinking. You will see the joy it brings you. You'll see the wealth it brings. Oh, you young men, you may not have a cent today, but just you wait. Tomorrow, you will be in paradise. Just up the road, the sun will shine. Let these happy thoughts see you through. Around the corner, the sun is shining. Let these happy thoughts see you through.
Thank you.
cut some of that. So that's McCarthy, Letitia singing back up. Very typical late 80s indie pop that's coming out of the UK. Probably inspired by the House Martins, etc. And the Tory government. So that's McCarthy. I worked myself up from nothing. Stereolab started putting out, they put out a couple of EPs, three EPs early on, before, like around 1990, 91, 92. And they were, and then they signed to Two Pure Records, as you remember from a couple of weeks ago or last week. And they put out an album, one of the compilations, put out a couple of compilations, Peng, and switched on Stereolab. And switched on Stereolab takes its name from some famous records of the late 60s, which we'll talk about after this next song. So this next song is The Light That Will Cease to Fail, from one of the early EPs. I forget which one, the orange one or the blue one. And we'll listen to that. And then we will, what we're going to do, we're going to welcome Connor, who's the host of Bitcoover, a chiptune, the Vancouver's only radio show that plays chiptune and video game soundtracks, and he's going to come in and talk to us about some of another influence on the house band here that will be quite interesting. So we'll take The Light Will Cease to Fail from Switched On. Stereolab is here, and then we'll come back with Connor when we get back. Thanks for listening.
Is a place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Hi, thank you for listening to Noise of Carpet. I have with me now Connor, who's the host of Bitcoover, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. As I mentioned before, best in video game soundtracks, chiptune, fake bit, and electronic music history. He's here to discuss our next musical selection by Wendy Carlos, a composer from the 1960s. Thanks for joining me, Connor.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. First question.
Yes.
What is fake bit?
Fake bit. So fake bit refers to emulated styles of 8-bit or 16-bit, referring to the type of sound chip that was used to create chip tunes. So okay. Fake bit is kind of like an emulation. Okay. This the difference between hardware and software. There's a lot of software and sound packs that emulate chiptune sound, and so sometimes we call it fake bit. It's not made on real hardware, but it still is chiptune.
Oh, very cool. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you very much. There's so many different genres these days, and
absolutely.
Some great names.
Absolutely.
So I'm wondering if you can give me a little bit, just a quick background on your history and your music background, and then maybe explain to me who Wendy Carlos is and why she is so important.
Absolutely. Well, I am the head of the music department here at CJSF, and I started out doing a lot of classical music as a kid. I've been playing piano for over 25 years now, in mostly the classical and jazz idioms, but a lot of other stuff, electronic, experimental, all sorts of cool things. I studied over at UVic for classical music and computer science, and also Vancouver Film School for sound design for film, TV, and video games. So well-versed in both the recording, mixing, mastering, post-production, all those kind of processes.
Excellent.
And I'm in a couple of groups. I'm in a kind of spacey jazz funk duo with my buddy Jay. And I also release electronic and ambient music on the side as well.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
And Wendy Carlos, I was asked by Mike to yap about Wendy Carlos, and it's difficult not to take a whole lot of time on her because she's pretty prolific. We have several of her albums here in the library, and she released a considerable amount of music starting in the 1960s and was very active in the mid and late 1970s. Very famous for producing a release called Switched on Bach, and there was a sequel, Switched on Bach 2, and there was also some follow-up releases as well, and it spurred on an entire genre of cover versions of classical music that were performed by synthesis. These ones specifically focus on the Moog synthesizer. Bob Moog was the East Coast synthesizer king with his compatriot Don Buchla on the West Coast with the Buchla synthesizer out of San Diego and the Moog synthesizer out of Princeton University and Bell Labs. This album that we're going to take a listen to is Switched on Brandenburg, so it's a little bit more of an obscure pull from there, but it's still in the same vein as Switched on Bach in that it is fully arranged versions of Johann Sebastian Bach's music, and Switched on Bach ended up going platinum. So it was the second classical album ever to go platinum in the U.S., and this was back in, I believe, 1978. Switched on Brandenburg is from 1979. Wendy Carlos is also very famous as the composer and arranger of the soundtrack for A Clockwork Orange, yeah. Where she's got a lot of original music in addition to those kind of synth versions of Beethoven, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the first I heard her music, absolutely, and it really stood out. Really helped that film along for sure. The music,
absolutely. There's just this eeriness of the piece that mm-hmm. you recognize if you listen to classical music, but then you hear it performed on an instrument that, while it is performed on analog equipment, it's still an electronic instrument. So there's something a little inhuman about it, you know, kind of unsettling for sure.
Okay, and we talked about this earlier, but just quickly, from my research, I believe electronic music is and oscillators and synthesizers, and samplers, etc. This is the sounds that electricity make. I wonder if you can expand on that and sort of, you know, maybe straighten us out that way or fill in some gaps on what these machines actually do.
So simply put, electronic music is music created by electricity. It's created through electronic means. back in the day, this would have been done through sound generation, moving on to sound synthesis. And those early instruments from kind of the 1920s onwards to the 60s, 70s, those would have all been done on analog circuitry. So while they are analog electronic machines, they're still using electricity to create the sound. So it's not generated through an acoustic instrument like a violin, a guitar, a trumpet, a piano. Gotcha. It's created through either the electricity flowing through and generating sine waves, or by creating totally new sounds through electronic processes.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So it's very, very interesting and very new in the 50s and 60s, I assume.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, can you introduce this track for us?
Certainly. So from disc one of Switched on Brandenburgs, this is the Brandenburg Concerto, number 3 in G major, and this is movement 1, Allegro.
Thanks, Connor. Thanks for filling in and helping me out there. Appreciate that. So there's Wendy Carlos was Switched on Brandenburg. Concerto number 3 in G minor. I'm sorry, I am trimming some music today to get through a bunch of stuff, so apologies to Wendy. Now we're going to head into Jenny Andiolene number 2 here. So this is the second version of that track we mentioned before that we're testing. thanks again to Connor for sticking in and educating us. I love experts. This is number 2. Trying to keep the levels even. Discolor the test. Force you to choose the right answer. Or maybe there's no right answer. Number 2. What do you think that is? Is that from YouTube? Is that a CD? Is that vinyl? Is that from a streaming service? If you do a dig on Letitia, she does mention the Smiths' first album as being influential to her in regards to the lyrics and